Then motion to go out of recess back into public hearings.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton, second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now back in the public hearing. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We'll now call on conditional use number 2183. It's my understanding the applicant's here, Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. Again, as stated, this is a conditional use in an AR1 for a storage facility with outdoor storage. There is no recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Commission as of this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from council? If not, sir, would you, you can come in and come up and give us your full name and address and then explain what you're proposing to do here.
Okay. First off, my name is Brent Hershey. And the address is Clyde's Drive in Milton, Delaware. My offices are in Marietta, Pennsylvania. So, first off, I apologize for this oversight. I came back down last night specifically for this hearing, thinking it was at 6 o'clock. But nonetheless, that's why I've been at the other hearings.
We're okay.
But thank you, gentlemen, for accommodating me. So we are displaying our business. We're in the pig production business in Pennsylvania. And 3 years ago, we were catapulted into Delaware because we had a fire at one of our facilities in Perry County, and we had 2,000 pregnant sows with no place to have their babies. Hence, this farm was 2,000 pregnant sows. So this farm was sitting here empty, and within about 14 days, we had the facility, the newest building, opened up, and we were trucking animals down here to have their babies, and then trucking the babies and the animals back up to the main facility. It was quite a fiasco, but we got through it. We recovered, and we ended up, through that, opening this farm. This was the Betts property. They were in the pig business, and they had closed it. They had gotten out of it, and another person was involved, and 3 years hence had closed it down. So we renovated and the facilities, the pig operations, and right now today it's a 1,500 sow farm that is a constant breeding and birthing farm. So we breed and birth piglets there, and we ship about 1,400 piglets out of there every 2 weeks. So it's a production. All those piglets go up to Lancaster County. We grow them out there in contract grow-out barns, much like your chicken industry here is in Delaware. Same as that concept, that's the hatchery. The grow-out barns are the same as we work with farmers up there. So we're a dedicated supplier to Clemens Food Group, Hatfield Quality Meats out of Philadelphia. So that farm is up and running now 3 years. And there are some old dilapidated buildings on there, the one and the other one. And just to clarify, there is an error. We do not ask for any outdoor storage, none. We are only asking that those two buildings that we're considering refurbishing, which would that they would be available. We're going to use one part of it for our storage, but there will be more storage there, and we're asking for an adaptive reuse of those farm buildings to store secondary storage type things. So we talked about it could be boats, it could be a building contractor, it could be a nursery contractor that kept equipment there, but there would be no public or customers come to that site, and there would be no offices or anything like that. It would be a place they could come and drop things off and take them, but it's not, it cannot be a business-based site, to be clear. It's just a secondary story. There seems to be a use for that with businesses to put excess materials, excess equipment. Could be a guy that sells seed corn in the ag industry, you know, those types of things. We do not in any way want it to be a place where residents can come and store cars or something like that. Now, it could be boat storage. It could be. But so the plan, the idea would be to those buildings would not be enlarged. There's a footprint there. We must stay with that footprint. We have discussed this with the Ag Preserve Board, and they cannot get any bigger than footprint is now, but it can go up, and we would raise the roofs a little bit to make them a little more accessible in height. So there's an old fallen down barn there. We haven't touched that yet for this reason, because we had this idea. And then the long building on the right is we're not using that facility. So that, yeah, the idea would be to have some big overhead doors and have some partitions through there, maybe two in that one, and yeah. So that's the sense of our.
And which one of these buildings actually is the one you're talking about, one of the storage in?
So the one right there that we're circling, that's a fallen down barn that's about 55 years old that would get back up on its original foundation.
Okay.
It looks similar. And then this one on the long one would be raised about 8 feet. It looked the same, but it'd be raised and have doors that would open towards the hog barns. But and have a door that actually opens to go out the driveway too. So
what is this an ag protection district here or whatever?
It is a preserved ag preserve property. Yes. And
so you can't do anything they don't allow by the
correct. We have to have an opinion from them.
Right.
We talked with them about it and explained what we were discussing. I'm understanding they're going to give some type of opinion to the hearing board.
Right.
And then they didn't act on anything because of they couldn't at the last meeting.
Right.
I assume they will next. Testimony is closed with them.
Right. Yeah. But they're waiting to hear back from these people probably.
Yeah.
Now, the yellow line is what you're buying, right?
Hmm?
The yellow line you got is what you're buying?
Well, we have that now. It's operating. We've had it for.
I'm saying that's what you're buying, right?
Yep. Yes.
How about land on the east side of that?
That is the
farmland.
That's farmland. That's the Betts.
How far is the chicken house from other people's land? Not chicken house, but hog house.
The hog barns.
How far are you from the other farm? From Betts' farm?
Well, their farmland comes right up against our yellow lines there.
Oh, you,
we really just have a site.
You have very few feet from the other property, right?
Correct. Correct.
Well, I think the law says one time it had to be at least 300 feet. Hog house had to be from other people's land.
This is an existing condition.
Because the odor.
It's existing. It was already a hog house.
Well, so I know it's already there, but now he bought it and separated it from somebody else's land.
No, it was already separated before he bought it, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, it was separated?
Yes.
It's at least 300 feet from the other homes anyway.
At least 300 feet from the other land.
And Mr. Betts and his son live across the road to the left, and then that's John Betts' parents.
Yeah, that was done.
I know Harold Betts.
7 years ago, they coordinated.
I didn't even need to go by law.
Questions of counsel? Mr. Burton.
So you got 1,500 hogs in that?
Sows. And we breed them all.
A little thing.
We breed them all artificially. And then they birth every 2 weeks. We have about 122 birth, and it's a batch system. Every 2 weeks we birth, and typically about 1,400 pigs leave there 3 weeks later. So there's two groups all the time. One that's just about ready to leave, and one that's
incubating,
having their babies. Well, no, there's two groups in the birthing barn. And that's the left barn, and then the other barn is breeding and gestation, and there's a kind of a snake through there where we're breeding, and then they're held for three months, 3 weeks, and 3 days, almost 4 months till they have their babies. So that's a breeding and gestation area. There's two buildings where the cursor's on, and then the one to the right, and then the building on the left is just the birthing barn. And that's what happened with us in Pennsylvania. Our birthing barn burnt down at a bigger facility than this, and we had 2,000 pregnant sows in the other barn. And if we don't have that barn, those piglets all die. If they don't have that specialized area to go to, game over.
Are they in
crates?
This farm is actually a free to roam farm, so they're kept in a crate till they're bred, and then they're moved into an open pen of 10 in a pen. So there's pens in there, but without having a specialized crate area to go to have those babies, we lose everything.
And what's the two
watering systems in the back?
That's a waste holding. So the waste from the facilities goes in the first one, and then the water runs off into that second one.
So you wash down the barn?
We don't wash really any, well, we do wash the birthing barn down. When sows have their babies, all their babies, in about 21 days, they get loaded, which Thursday morning, they'll get loaded on a truck. And half that barn will be empty, and then we'll come in and wash that all down, just like you wash a chicken house down. And then put it back together, and we have to move sows back in there Friday afternoon, because Saturday we have sows that are going to start having babies in those pens.
And you put them on a truck?
Yeah, we put them on a truck. We have a truck comes in there on Thursday morning, and we put about 1,400 on that truck.
On one truck?
Yep. And they go up to PA, and we go into grow out barns there.
Tractor trailer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tractor trailer.
And you use heat blankets?
No, we don't. We have a lot of bedding, and we can open and close, and we have special fans in the front that come on and off depending on the heat, especially down here.
When it gets cold.
When it's cold, we close it up. And we have a lot of sawdust in there.
I thought sometimes I use floodlights.
Floodlights. Not in the truck. We have those in that birthing barn where they're born.
I'm talking about birthing barn.
Mm-hmm. Where they're born in that barn, the key thing is that sow is she's in her area, and then there's areas beside her that has heating zones. So we got this challenge. We're trying to keep the pigs. They want to be 95, and she wants to be 65. So that's the battle.
Nice.
So we have this zone heating in every pen. And it's very important that you have it, because that's the difference.
Wow.
Between them.
Who would have thought?
Okay. And the pigs are how old before they leave?
3 weeks. 21 days.
And then
so
they go to where?
Out like that.
That's when you eat them.
And up to PA. And then we have grow-out barns. We have a series of barns, and we're always filling a barn. And then that takes 5 months then from then until they're ready to go. So there's a whole pipeline, just like the chickens. We're hatching.
Great.
Chickens are growing.
There you go.
We're hatching pigs. Pigs are growing.
Not that many, did you?
Not that many. I had barn houses. I had electric blankets. I had team pigs.
Any other questions from council? If not, do you have anything else to add?
No, I just respectfully asked that I could do that. You know, some people said, you don't need to ask. I said, no. I want to see if this is allowed. And because, frankly, if I put those buildings back, I wanted that option. If not, I'm probably going to knock over that barn and not put it back.
Yeah.
That would be for sure.
Okay, thank you. If you have a seat, is there anyone here who'd like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. We'll have to leave the record open for it to receive the P&Z report.
We will close the public hearing. And Mr. Moore, if you need a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a storage facility with outdoor storage to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 9.167 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
Motion to defer.
Motion to defer, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. The last hearing.
The last one is 2185. Anybody here?
Anyone here for application 2185? Seeing none, Mr. President, you can close the public hearing on this matter. This is rare where we have one where the people did not show up, the applicant did not show up when we did not have the recommendation from P&Z yet. Sometimes we see that. I would recommend that we close the public hearing and close the public record when we get the information from planning and zoning, put it on the agenda, and then vote, because we have no record here.
We will close the public hearing. If it's okay with council, close the public record.
So now you got to be advertised.
No?
Are we going to leave the record open for the Planning Commission?
Just for
I just
that.
Wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
We're going to close the public record.
Okay.
The record, that's open for planning commission's recommendation to us, but other than that, it's closed. And I guess, Mr. Moore, you read a short title, we'll defer it.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily, two units, to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in the Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.4516 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, counsel.
Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton, to defer. Any questions on that? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Entertained, motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried, we're now adjourned, thank you.